Welcome to English Through History. If you enjoy the content, please subscribe, leave a comment, or leave us a review. It helps us to create more content and is appreciated by our small team here. The history of magic is a vast and complex subject, intertwined with the development of human culture, religion, science, and the arts. Magic, in its various forms, has been practiced by many cultures around the world, often serving as a means to explain the unknown, to influence events, or gain power and control over natural forces. It has endured incredibly through the ages and has adapted in various forms as the era and the culture demands. Possessing both a positive and a negative perception, this unique cultural construct is as influential today as it has ever been. In today's episode, we will be tracing magic through the ages, starting with the earliest accounts to the current form. We hope you enjoy today's episode. The first we hear of magic begins in the civilizations of ancient history. Ancient Egypt is one of the earliest civilizations where magic played a significant role. Magic, or heka, was considered a divine force used by both gods and humans. Priests and magicians performed rituals to protect the living and the dead, ensure the favor of the gods, and control nature. In ancient Mesopotamia, magic was deeply intertwined with religion. The famous Babylonian Enuma Elish creation myth and other texts reveal a cosmology where magic was used to maintain order in the universe. Exorcists, known as Eshipu, played a key role in healing and protecting people from malevolent spirits. Magic in the Greco-Roman world was a mix of religious practices, folklore, and early scientific thoughts. Figures like the philosopher Pythagoras were associated with magical practices and texts such as the Greek magical papyri, and this provided insight into spells, curses, and rituals from this era. Magic later evolved into the medieval and Renaissance era, taking a more sinister aspect as the rise of monotheism and organized religion began to take hold. During the Middle Ages, for example, magic was often viewed with suspicion by the Christian Church, which associated it with heresy and witchcraft. However, folk magic persisted amongst the common people, and learned magic, influenced by classical texts, was practiced by scholars and alchemists. In the medieval Islamic world, scholars like Al-Kindi wrote extensively on astrology, alchemy, and other forms of what would be considered magical practices. These studies were often seen as part of natural philosophy. The Renaissance saw a revival of interest in classical texts on magic, particularly Neoplatonism. Figures like Marsilio Ficino were key in this revival, blending magic with philosophy and theology. Alchemy, astrology, and the study of the Kabbalah were particularly popular. The early modern period arguably saw magic at its most reviled and mysterious. The early modern period in Europe was marked by widespread fear of witchcraft, leading to the infamous witch hunts of the 16th and the 17th centuries. Thousands of people, mostly women, were accused of practicing harmful magic and were executed. We spoke of this in detail in several of our earlier videos on witchcraft if you want to know more about this period. Books of magic, known as grimoires, became widely circulated during this period. These texts included instructions on how to summon spirits, create talismans, and perform other magical operations. Notable grimoires include the Key of Solomon and the Lesser Key of Solomon. It was during the 18th and the 19th century that the fear of magic began to subside as rationalism began to replace religion. The Enlightenment brought a more skeptical view of magic as reason and scientific inquiry began to dominate intellectual life. However, interest in the occult persisted, especially in secret societies like the Freemasons, who claimed to possess hidden knowledge. The Romantic movement of the late 18th and early 19th centuries saw a resurgence in interest in magic, the supernatural, and the mystical. Writers and artists explored these themes, often in opposition to the rationalism of the Enlightenment. The modern era saw magic again evolving. The 19th century saw the rise of spiritualism, a movement that claimed to communicate with the dead through mediums. Theosophy, founded by Helena Blavatsky, combined elements of Eastern religions, Western interest in mysteries, and science to create a new occult philosophy. The Hermetic Order of the Golden Dawn, founded in the late 19th century, was one of the most influential occult societies of modern times. Aleister Crowley, a member of the Golden Dawn, later founded his own magical order and became one of the most famous occultists of the 20th century. In the 20th century, modern paganism and Wicca emerged as a new religious movements that embraced magic as a central practice. Wicca, founded by Gerald Gardner in the 1950s, popularized the idea of witchcraft as a positive, nature-based religion. In the 20th and 21st centuries, magic has become a major theme in popular culture, particularly in literature, film, and television. From J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter series to fantasy films like The Lord of the Rings, magic is often depicted as a powerful and mysterious force, shaping the worlds of fiction and influencing the imagination of millions. So, to conclude, we ask the question, why has magic endured through the ages? Experts from various fields have offered possible conclusions to this. Magic often promises to provide control over the unknown, whether it be natural forces, future events, or other people. This desire for control in a world that can seem chaotic and unpredictable has made magic appealing across different cultures and eras. For many, especially those who feel marginalized or powerless, magic offers a means of empowerment. The idea that one can influence the course of events or access hidden knowledge can be deeply attractive. Psychologists have speculated that in times of stress, uncertainty, or danger, magic can serve as a psychological coping mechanism. Rituals and spells offer a sense of structure and agency, helping individuals feel more in control of their circumstances. Magic often provides hope, offering the possibility of outcomes that seem otherwise impossible. This belief in the potential for positive change, even through supernatural means, can be comforting. Sociologists think in many cultures, magic is intertwined with religion and spirituality. It is often seen as a way to communicate with the divine, appease spirits, or harness sacred power. This spiritual dimension has helped magic endure as part of religious practices and rituals. Magic is deeply embedded in cultural traditions, folklore, and mythology. Stories of magic passed down through generations preserve cultural identity and values. These stories continue to be retold and reinterpreted, keeping the concept of magic alive. And that concludes our episode today. We hope you have enjoyed today's episode, and please stay tuned for our next episode next week.